So yeah, I'm not going to be doing YouTube much anymore. My experiment is complete. You know, this experiment started as a child. I wanted the truth. I was raised around a bloodline of people who just wanted trouble. Fighting, drinking, drugging, running the bars, this, that, and the other. And I said, let me get out of here. So I went to college. I thought I could find the truth in college. Same stuff. They just had people in college who had a family that would bail them out of trouble, you know. Same kind of stuff. Roommate fighting. All kinds of craziness. And then so I got out of college and I went and got me a professional job as an estimator. And I thought maybe this is the truth, because I didn't find the truth in college, and I thought maybe this is the truth. And after I took that job, I turned Charles Stanley. I used to listen to Charles Stanley as a child, and family members look at me like I was crazy. And so I turned Charles Stanley on after college, got that job, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Charles Stanley was preaching. I heard him my whole life. I thought I was saved, but I wasn't. I heard the gospel for the first time, really. You're a sinner. Run to Jesus, get saved. I got saved. So then I said, okay, let me join some churches looking for the truth. I listened to the radio, 40,000 sermons, but also joined a couple churches, Baptist, Independent, Southern Baptist, Independent Baptist, and Business Methodist, went to a Pentecostal, way out in the country, went to one of them snake handling Baptists. I said, these people are crazy. The Baptist turned out to be legalist. I listened to, what's her name? I listened to Pentecost. What was that lady's name? What was her name? Listened to her for a while. Joyce Myers, yeah. Listened to her. I learned all her teachings. I learned a lot of teachings. But I was actually spying out these people's errors, you know. I was wanted the truth. And they'd give some truth, but I'd also see their error. And so about 10, recently, somebody from the esoteric realm said, you're a spy. Why ain't you dead yet? And I thought about it. I thought, what does she mean, I'm a spy? And I thought, oh, yeah, I guess I am a spy, because after I got away from the lying churches that were trying to put you back under legalism and emotionalism and traditionalism. So I prayed about it. God showed me the Shekinah glory, and he showed me the unseen. So then they came after me. The esoteric people came after me. I knew I had the truth. I was already saved. I could rightly divide. So I played the game for many years. I was still in their code. So yeah, I was a spy. But I would take their code and line it up with the scripture, you know. And so I didn't need them. It would have just took me longer, because God has already revealed it to me. He was revealing it to me. Even when they were trying to attack me and shut me down and shut me up and pull me to the dark side and all that stuff. I already knew God was going to bring me through to the other side. So, yeah, I was a spy. I'm still a spy. Because then you go to these different kind of jobs that you take, and you watch people, and you watch the corporate lies, and you watch the corporate mind game. You listen to different podcasts like Zeph Daniel teaching the Hive. Yeah, I was a spy even on that, because I don't agree with him on other stuff. I agree with a lot of what he says, but I never hear him say, you must be born again. You got to be born again. The devils believe in Jesus, but they tremble. There's a lot of people that mention the name Jesus, but are you born again? And so, yeah, I've been a spy. Listen to all of them. Listen to Rogan. Listen to Alex Jones. Listen to all the conspiracy people. Yeah, I've been a spy the whole time, because I'm trying to spy out their game, the esoteric lies, the New Age lies, the I Am people, the Buddhist people, the guru people. Yeah, I'm studying them, but I'm taking it back to scripture. Every time I spy out their bondage, I take it back to scripture. The Bible says, Paul said he became all things to all men that he might win some. And he also said, they came to spy out our liberty that's in Christ. The simplicity of Christ is the preaching of the cross. So yeah, I've been a spy. I learned all their games. I learned all their Delilahs and Jezebels and all their so-called spells. Every time they throw a spell at you, you just say, I claim the blood, you know. The sad part is you get, if you talk to anybody long enough, you kind of get attached to them. And then when you realize, just like with your bloodline, you've got to let it go. You know, Jesus said, if you don't hate your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your wife, even your own life. So that would be a friend. That would be an esoteric friend that really was never a friend because they're trying to take you to hell with them. They were never your friend. They were really your enemy. And so when you wake up to the game that you pretty much, your only friend is Jesus, unless you got a born again, but even if, they don't even dig deep. A lot of times people are born again by the grace of God. They were not seeking truth. They just came to the end of themselves and ran to Jesus and got saved, and they don't really care about the truth. They're also trying to have fun. They're saved. It's all about fun. Most of the people sitting on the church pew are just having fun. They just want to have fun. They want to go on vacation. They want to watch the TV or radio. They didn't really want to dig deep. And there's more to dig. There's more to learn. There's always more to learn. If you want to dig deeper, there's more to learn. And so the battle was really not any particular person or church or family. The battle was the lies that they believe and the lies they try to project. Because everybody's trying to make a copy of themselves, whether they know it or not. That's what they're trying to do. And so you're trying to give them the gospel to make a copy of Jesus. You don't care about them making a copy of you. You point to Jesus if you're saved. And so the battle was to see through these lies, bloodline, college, jobs, careers, esoteric liars, the Jezebel, the Delilah, even marrying them, the in-laws, the outlaws, the TV, the commercials, the medical, the products, the poisoning, the mental poison, the physical poison, all the lies of the system. And so it was all about overcoming, looking outside, watching them, and overcoming. And then it shifted towards overcoming on the inside. So you wanted to overcome the bloodline lies. You wanted to overcome these internal struggles that go on inside. And people are dealing with those to the hilt. And what I learned with these esoteric people, there's a lot of insecurity in these people. And most of them are not educated. And so they run to the dark side. And they see the devil gives them a little bit of knowledge of the unseen. And because they didn't go get educated, they didn't have any really self-development. It was always about fun and trying to people please. And so they didn't really have any strength. They were weak. And so all these weaknesses, they try to cover up instead of facing them. Whether you want to call Carl Jung's thing that Carl Jung would say. And I didn't even know who Carl Jung was until somebody says, you're Carl Jung. No, I saw the archetypes myself. I didn't need to see them with him. I saw the archways myself. And so then I said, okay, let me see what Carl Jung teaches. And he had the shadow self. And the shadow self is nothing but your old Adam, your old Adamic nature, your sinful nature. And you need to admit you're a sinner and get saved and then die daily. Because that shadow self, the old Adam, always trying to get out of the grave, right? And so you just take up your cross. Oh, and one thing that I overcame is I had one preacher, he's dead now. He said, just walk in the Spirit. And I thought, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? I mean, I was newly saved. I thought, what is he saying? What does that mean? So I started praying about it, reading Galatians and reading Romans 8. And I just kept praying and praying and begging and asking and seeking and knocking. And it took about 3 or 4 years. And I said, oh, Eureka. And I thought, well, no preacher's preaching on this. Joyce Myers tried to preach on it, but she always taught you could lose your salvation or you had to speak in tongues or something. It's not about speaking in tongues. It's not about gifts. It's about taking up your cross and you walk in love and truth. That's it. And so then you got the people who say, oh, I'm on the middle path. I'm on the middle path. No, Jesus is the middle path. You But Jesus is righteous. In other words, well, I'm going to take the middle path. What is that? That's another video. I'm just waiting for YouTube to block me, you know. And so I'm just going to keep talking until they block me. But be ready, because I'm going to be in another platform soon. I'll have to explain it with the AI can explain it better, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? So they're saying there's no such thing as good and evil. It's all one. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There is evil and there is good, and there's none good, no, not one, but Jesus. So all humans born in sin fell. Eve, the mother of all living, everybody born of Eve is born into sin, the old Adam, because Adam and Eve are one. And so the old Adamic nature is every evil person has ever lived. And so this old sin nature, you must be born again and run to Jesus. So all these doctrines and these belief systems and all these cults and the isms and the touch not, taste not, handle not, do go here, don't do this. Yeah, that's all fake. The righteousness is in Christ alone. So there's no really middle path, because on the left, every human being that's ever lived is on the left, and Jesus is on the right hand of God. He's on the right, and he sat down, and in Christ you sit down, because we're seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, because he sat down on the right hand of God. So the left path is every human being that has rejected Christ. The right path is every human being that's received Christ. And so it's not about their good deeds or their good works. It's about faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. So the middle path is a lie from the pit of hell. And so all I can tell you is that, yeah, I've been a spy. I've been spying out their lies. I've been spying out their games. Every time one Jezebel, which I would say, bye, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya, another one pops right up. And then I see through that one, that game, and I say, bye. I mean, I might not tell them that. I might force them to leave, really, to be honest with you. Bye. I see you. I wouldn't want to be you. A Jezebel, a Delilah, a New Age, Esoteric, Gematria, Essenes. All these people showed up. And I was like, you people are stupid. I got so much truth on my little pinky than you ever heard of after 40,000 fundamental preachers, and you think that you can pull me into some kind of delusion? I don't think so. You think you can get me to fall in love with Jezebel so that I'll go over to the dark side? No, I see what happened to Samson. I see what happened to Solomon. Solomon had 1,000 concubines that took him into idolatry, worshiping other gods. Already seen that. Bought that t-shirt. Samson bought that t-shirt for us. David bought that t-shirt for us. Samson bought the Delilah t-shirt. We see that. David bought the idolatry t-shirt of all these other gods and all these other things. So those t-shirts have been bought. We have the Holy Spirit. We're in the church age. We know all things, the Bible says. What else are you going to throw at me? So the outside, overcoming, learning a skill, learning a job, the overcoming college, overcoming the bloodline, overcoming disappointment, or some woman who says she loves you and then you marry and then she takes off and bolts because she was a liar from the get-go. Overcoming that, overcoming this, overcoming divorce, overcoming, you know, getting out of debt, overcoming this on the outside. And then I realize, oh, it's also overcoming on the inside, which I had already done that. I just didn't know. And then when you become aware of your inside and you say, oh, this person's trying to put me in doubt. This person's trying to put me in fear. This person's trying to do this. They're trying to project something onto you, some kind of insecurity that's in them onto you. Because like I said, they're trying to make copies. And then when you see that game, you're pretty much done. And then when they call you a spy and you think about it, you say, okay, let's see it from their perspective. Yeah, I am a spy. You were a spy trying to spy out my liberty that's in Christ, the simplicity that's in Christ. I was a spy trying to see what kind of lies you're telling everybody. And trying to pluck you out and get you to get born again. Everybody believes in Christ. even the Catholic Church. But what about the born again people? Where? What about them? Oh, you don't want to hear them, because you got to admit you're a sinner. And you don't want to admit your sin stinks to heaven, because your insecurity is so deep that it will destroy you. And so you go around living in delusion, living in a Genesis 3 bubble, just like Wanda created a bubble because she didn't want to admit she lost her kids and she lost vision. So they create, you create these bubbles, fake love, fake reality, and tell somebody you love them and you want the feeling, and it's all about feelings instead of about truth. And that's it. Yeah, I was a spy. I didn't really think of it. I thought about it a few times. I thought, yeah, I'm spying out your code or your belief system, because I'm going to take and take your code and twist it back upright. I'm going to unbend it. Take your bent code and bend it back normal, you know, because the Nazis, they bend the cross, and everybody who bends the truth is of the dark side. All of them. All of them. And so, yeah. If you want to call me a spy, go ahead. I don't care. Because that's kind of what I am. But I've been spying out all the games, all the archetypes, and all the games of trying to pull me into the hive. I didn't know what the hive was, so I had to go listen to some podcasts talking about the hive. It doesn't mean I agree with them. I didn't know about a lot of the new teachings about, what's these teachings about? There's a lot of teachings out there about, awareness and frequency. Well, you got to leave the lower frequency into the higher frequency. And if you listen to them long enough, you know they're still people pleasers. They're still lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. They're still in the flesh, and they can't admit their flesh stinks to the heaven. Their flesh is going back to the ground, but they don't admit it. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So, yeah. I guess I am a spy, but my spy work is over. Unless there's some new thing. Every time they try to throw some new esoteric thing, it's like, oh, I've seen that before. Heard that one. I already know what they believe. I already know what I know the end game on that one. So, if you're newly saved, there's no new game. There's no new game. The devil's still a liar. And you're overcoming on the outside, but more than that, you're overcoming on the inside. So you get good at the outside and it turns into a repeat. And then you get good on the inside, and that grows exponentially year after year, day by day, month by month.